Crosby, WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Two people have died in an explosion at a plant in Louisville, Kentucky. Fire Chief Brian O'Neill says it's a challenging situation there.
This is not only a fire run, this is a structural collapse run, and this is a hazardous materials run.
The chief says plant employees reacted quickly to get people to safety.
Plant personnel did an amazing job with their emergency action plan to get most of the people out. Once our firefighters arrived, they did make an aggressive interior attack.
The plant manufactures ingredients for soft drinks. The cause of the explosion is not yet known. A big day ahead at the White House. The president and president-elect will meet after a bruising election.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is the norm.
President-elect Trump is coming to the White House because the president invited him as part of this transfer, peaceful transfer of power.
It is traditional for the outgoing president to welcome the incoming president to the White House, although it is noted that when then-President Trump lost the 2020 election, he did not invite then-President-elect Biden for a meeting. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
As Trump continues to fill his cabinet roles, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett says we should take note of who he's naming to jobs that don't require Senate confirmation.
Keep your eye on czars. Tom Holman is exactly what I mean. He is going to have more influence over border security and deportation policy than the Homeland Security Secretary ever will, or even Stephen Miller will as Deputy Chief of Staff inside the White House. If there's another czar, let's say in the healthcare space, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., direct reports to the president, do not require Senate confirmation, and invested with tremendous power because Trump wants it that way.
Senate Republicans today will choose their leader to replace Mitch McConnell. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland will be watching.
McConnell's lieutenant, John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida are the candidates. The voting happens by secret ballot. The winner needs 27 of the 53 votes without anybody knowing who voted for whom.
American Airlines says one of its planes was hit by a bullet in Haiti. Bullets have also struck Spirit Airlines and JetBlue planes in the crumbling country. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says an investigation is underway.
The FBI is now participating in this investigation, and the FAA has issued an order to U.S. Airlines to avoid Haiti for the next 30 days.
He first came to prominence as Jim Halpert from The Office, then as the action star Jack Ryan. Now John Krasinski has really hit the big time on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night. Krasinski was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. He says when he was first notified about the honor, he thought he was getting pranked. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Bucks take down the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Milwaukee with a 99-85 win over the struggling Raptors. Giannis with 23 points. Bobby Portis, 17. No Damian Lillard in the concussion protocol. So point guard Ryan Rollins stepped in with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Doc Rivers.
He's a terrific shooter. The thing I kept saying in the timeout, keep shooting, keep shooting.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field. Green Bay has a 10-game winning streak over Chicago, the longest of its kind in the league. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers will welcome back Bo Ryan and the 2014 and 15 teams that he led to the Final Four when they play number 9th ranked Arizona at the Kohl Center Friday night.
Excited to have who's coming back from those two teams and then to have an opportunity to recognize Coach Ryan, put his name in the rafters where it belongs. So preparation for Arizona will unfold.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. The announcement seems like only a matter of time, but there will be a sequel to the prequel known as Wonka. The 2023 film starring Timothy Chalamet was one of the top 10 highest grossing films of 2023, so the announcement was more a question of when, not if. Director Paul King says the script is in the early stages and will take place before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he might incorporate some exotic locations where they have to search for secret ingredients. The film Tremors from 1990 is getting a reboot. The team behind the horror flick, which was at times Pretty Funny has reacquired the rights to their script and are contemplating how to approach another crack at the franchise, according to JoeBlow.com. Yes, that's a real site. The original film took place in a small Nevada town that saw residents terrified of graboids. Kevin Bacon, who was in the original, has shown interest in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, skies turning mostly cloudy. Lower 40s at daybreak, southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, that breeze will ramp up a little more during the day Wednesday. Southeast winds gusting around 25. Mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 37.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm going to talk about the new information environment. Elon Musk controls all the info. What does that mean? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Who washes his hands even after using a towel, Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Let's do this. We are going to light this thing, and it's going to be a fun show. It's Tuesday night. We already did a show last night that felt like Thursday. So tonight, Tuesday, I think we'll try to... Let's not aim for Friday, because that's probably unrealistic, but let's try to make it feel like a Wednesday. Think we can do that, Conrad?
Yeah, you know what? Last night, I listened to the show just as a listener, you know, not behind the board. And, you know, I woke up and I was disappointed because it wasn't Friday. You did it. Yes.
Definitely. That was fun to hang out with Todd. It's always fun. Whenever you take a day off or whatever, it's great to know that you're still in good hands. It was fun to connect with Todd last night, but it's good to have you back, buddy. What did you enjoy your day up?
I did, yes. Not really. Sunday though, I did go by my brothers and we meal prepped. Yeah.
Try to do that with her and I just end up not doing it.
You know, honestly, it was with three people cause my sister-in-law was there and you know, we all just did it and it only took like 2 hours, 2 hours of the Sunday. And we made like, I think, yeah, but we made like, I don't know, 30 something portions. I got 15 in my freezer right now. Well, so we made Caribbean jerk pasta. Really good. And we use turkey instead of ground beef. Super good. And then the other one was Chipotle chicken. And it's all based with noodles and stuff, but protein noodles. Got to get the gains. It was so good though. I tried a couple of them. You know, I was just there learning pretty much. But I was also there to get free food. Yeah.
I have to get better at that. I still make my meals every day for the most part. Once in a while I eat out, but it is time consuming. It's better to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a good question. I did have my phone up with the red zone on in the corner over there. Every little like 10 minutes I'd be like, hold on. Gotta check quick.
People, my brother, I have some friends that swear by red zone and I feel like it's overwhelming.
I just think Scott Hansen is a great person to have in that role. Yes, and he does a great, phenomenal job at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, all Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back. We've got a really good show tonight. We're going to try to make it feel like Wednesday. We'll do our best. Already checking in on the text line. Tom from New Berlin says, hump day. So there you go. And then Todd says, Pete's mic is sketchy. Are you getting that, Conrad? Thank you, Todd, for the tech update. Is anyone else? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, on my end, it sounds good, but I don't know who that is, but I left.
All right. Oh, yeah, here we go. Eric from Lodi. Pete, might want to check your mic connections. All right, we'll check into that. Thank you very much, listeners, for letting us know, Todd and Eric. Appreciate that. So let's see what we can do. Conrad will get the tools out. We'll see if we can get to work on that. In the meantime, I will do my best. Eric says again, you can hardly hear Pete. Interesting. Well, we'll see what we can do for to troubleshoot that. Let's get on the phone with, sounds really teeny. Well, these guys are tech. You know, they're tech. That's a term. I barely know tinny, but I've heard that before. Do we have the something? I'm going to push a button or something there, K-Man?
I barely know.
That's when it works. Wait, what? Oh, no. So I'm cutting out and I sound tinny. So I want to sound like Pavarotti to everybody, not just me. Should I go to a different? Okay.
He is moving mics right now.
Is that better? Also, the show sounds like you're broadcasting from inside a drum. Well, actually, kind of makes some radio history. All right, let me know if that's better. We switched mics. Maybe you think Jim Schmidt sabotaged me?
I wonder if he did.
Things on the. No, not better, says Todd from DePere. Oh, boy. Also, Bill chiming in. Pete, your mic is working half the time, and it sounds like you are talking into a box. All right, so what do we do here, Kim? Let's try to figure this out.
Let's see if this... I made a little change. Let's see if this works.
Let's see what happens if that got any better. But thank you, everybody, for letting us know. That would have been really, really fun. We do have a great show. We had to move Earl Ingram tonight. He is not on the show at 6:30 as advertised. He is doing a movie. So I guess that's he's got caught up on the set. We'll reschedule Earl.
What is going on?
Todd from DePere says you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. That's what you sound like. We'll figure this out, folks. Stick with us. Conrad's on it. I have faith. We have a great show. Even with Earl not on the show, it's going to be a fun show. We're going to celebrate Wallace Shawn's birthday today. He was in The Princess Bride. We have a great scene from The Princess Bride with Wallace and Carrie Elwes. And then we've got Daniel Wheeler on at 7:05, who's going to talk about his award-winning short film, The Last Witch in Wisconsin, which, as I understand it, is nominated for an award at this upcoming weekend's Milwaukee Film Awards. So that'll be fun. And then from the Wisconsin Historical Society, Kurt Griesemer will be here to talk about the 50th anniversary of Dungeons and Dragons and a program he is running at the Wisconsin Historical Society. So that will be fun, too. So it's a fun show. Yeah, Eric says maybe we all got together to mess with your heads. That's working, says Eric from the 608. Cam from Appleton just says 3. I don't know what to make of that. What do you think it could be, Conrad? Let's noodle this.
I listened to it, and it does sound tinny. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm troubleshooting some stuff, so.
We've got, today, folks, is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Daniel from Menasha says, I believe only Conrad's microphone is picking up the whole room. So you're in a different room. So I don't know. Maybe I'm carrying through there or something. We'll have to figure this out. All right, we'll get to the box, folks. Thanks for bearing with us. And thanks for letting us know. Meredith
Oh, from the 608. Meredith is texting us. Cam says, I thought you responded because my phone buzzed. Let's be honest, Dom never does. But no, it was spam. Oh, no. Is Dom not behaving? It is chicken soup for the soul day. So our question tonight, folks, very simple. But you know, like summer was gelato season. Now it's colder outside. It's fall. And it's soup season. So chicken soup for the soul. This is the time for, you know, especially if you're in the Midwest. For us hearty folks, there's nothing better than a hot bowl of soup on a fall day. So our question tonight, very simple, very basic, very easy to answer. What is your favorite soup? Let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app. I wonder if the app is, will the app be affected like that, Conrad, too, or just the rate?
Yeah, it's affected over the app.
Than here in the studio. Okay. So you can also text us on the app. Very easy to use. Just download the Civic Media app. All your favorite shows and your favorite hosts are on there, and it is very easy to get in touch with any of your favorite Civic Media shows. You just click the little text icon, and you can fire off a text. Or if you're listening on the stream, like JB is, you can get in touch with us there. Let us know what your favorite kind of soup is. Be crazy if you want. I don't, you know, there's the basics, but then you've always got someone who likes like Senate bean soup. Or chicken tortilla. That's one of my favorites. But JB says, favorite soup, homemade French onion. Homemade. That's gutsy. It seems like there's a lot of room for air there.
Tortilla. That's one of my favorites.
But maybe not.
But JB says, favorite soup,
homemade. JB says, French also, onion. Now I cannot hear your mic at all. So, all right. Well, we have closed captioning. Can we just run a closed caption on the bottom so that people can hear?
Oh, we got about 2 minutes left.
Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, go inside. It's like speakerphone in the car. Maybe I am in the car, Tom. You ever think about that? Just fielding calls, doing some radio. Are we going to cut out to this break a little bit early? Daniel Wheeler, filmmaker, is up at 7:05. Earl Ingram, we had to move him. We'll reschedule him. And from the Wisconsin Historical Society, Kurt Griesemer is here. We're going to talk Dungeons & Dragons on the 50th anniversary. That's all coming up on tonight's episode of Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Even though I'm hard to hear, I have connection issues, not just on the radio. We'll be right back with more Nightlight. This is Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm talking to the production chat right now. Yeah, I don't know.
Any suggestions? I mean, if we can't fix this, what's better to do? Put an old episode on or just sound like crap, you know? So, the music sounds fine, right?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna send you the app to see what I mean.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything. From our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You can watch them. Put on a beer on and go home. Actually, I can. I gotta pick up my sister.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Messenger.
Check, check.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Officials at a plant in Louisville, Kentucky say two people have been killed in a huge explosion there. Tyler McLean lives nearby.
Confusion. I didn't know what was going on at first. I didn't know, you know. I had no clue what was happening.
The blast blew out windows in nearby homes and businesses. Officials haven't released the cause of the explosion. President-elect Donald Trump says Elon Musk and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new temporary agency, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Trump says the duo will slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies. Trump says he'll also nominate Fox News host Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense.
CBS's Matt Piper. Three U.S. passenger planes have been hit by at least one bullet in Haiti. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says federal regulators have now imposed restrictions.
U.S. aircraft are not allowed below 10,000 feet in or around Haiti for 30 days.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks take down the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Milwaukee with a 99-85 win over the struggling Raptors. Giannis with 23 points. Bobby Portis, 17. No Damian Lillard in the concussion protocol. So point guard Ryan Rollins stepped in with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Doc Rivers.
He's a terrific shooter. Thing I kept saying in the timeout, keep shooting, keep shooting.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field. Green Bay has a 10-game winning streak over Chicago, the longest of its kind in the league. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers will welcome back Bo Ryan and the 2014 and 15 teams that he led to the Final Four when they play number 9th ranked Arizona at the Kohl Center Friday night.
Excited to have who's coming back from those two teams and then to have an opportunity to recognize Coach Ryan, put his name in the rafters where it belongs. So preparation for Arizona will unfold.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyonce might have been disappointed with her response from the Country Music Awards, but when it comes to Grammy nominations, she's at the top. Variety reports that Beyonce has been nominated for 11 Grammys, including Artist, Song, and Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Not far behind are some other heavy hitters, including, you guessed it, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and new kid on the block, Chappell Roan. Roan and Carpenter also up for Best New Artist of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. Taylor Sheridan apparently decided he does not have enough shows on TV, so he is teaming up with Blake Shelton for a new music reality show. The Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a cloudy one today with scattered showers developing by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, right around 52. More rain tonight. A half inch or more of rain is possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow. 45 tonight. Rain ending tomorrow with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voice. Heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Angela Lang from Block, Black Leaders Organizing Communities. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot in hour number 2. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Check, 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 check. Check, mic. Check, mic. Testing one, yep. Two.
Just what? Do a check.
Check, check. Check, check. Testing.
We're good to go.
Go ahead. Are we live?
Yeah.
All right. You're telling me we're back on the air.
Yes, we are.
After that poltergeist or whatever the hell that was. That's so crazy. We got sucked into the radio.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. I think we actually, like you said, we went into the computer.
Huh?
You said poltergeist.
Well, we went into the computer. Joke. I don't know if I'm not a tech guy. I didn't know if that was like a tech term. Like, no. Oh yeah, we went into the computer. Like that's just a common phrase. Oh, yeah, they went into the computer. Hey, it's great to be back in the air. For those of you who informed us that my voice sounded like I heard I was in a drum, in a car phone, in the computer, all kinds of different stuff, and I just want to sound like Pavarotti. But thank you for sticking with us, folks, and thank you for the heads up regarding our sound issues, which appear to have been worked out by the amazing. Who did it? Chris Casper, Sage Weil.
What Andrew.
Andrew's phenomenal. Eric, all the whole crew here at Civic Media, just phenomenal. So, you know what, Conrad, but when it comes right down, I'm just glad it's not my fault. That's how I go through life. I just hope it's something I didn't do. Because, you know, you can hit a button or something. You don't know what's happening. Like, with, you know, I still think computers are a fad. So, I'm just doing my best here. Let's, all right, let's reset. We have a really fun show. What's left of it? We had to reschedule, if you saw our social media posts, we had to reschedule Earl Ingram. We'll reschedule Earl. He was coming on the show tonight to talk about film noir. He's a big-time film noir fan, as am I. I've kind of grown into that, I would say, in the last 15 years or so. I've become a huge fan. I'm sure he is much more knowledgeable than me, but Earl is on a movie set. Apparently, Mr. Big Actor is too important to leave the set and do Nightlight, but we totally understand that, and we will rebook Earl and have noir talk another time, but hopefully within the confines of Noir-vember, as this month is known. So at 7:05, we have a young filmmaker named Daniel Wheeler who will be here, and he's going to discuss his award-winning short called The Last Witch in Wisconsin, which I believe you can see this weekend at the Milwaukee Film Awards, a new film festival. And it's the inaugural run. We've had the film festival founder Ezekiel Drews on the show. He was a fun guest. He's going to come back on, I think, later in the week just for one last plug for the film festival. Hope it goes well. But we'll talk to Daniel at 7:05 about his film and how he's feeling. And that's pretty exciting. And then at 7:20, Kurt Griesemer will be here from the Wisconsin Historical Society. Kurt is going to talk about Dungeons & Dragons, and I might need your help on this, Con. I don't know a ton about Dungeons & Dragons other than a video game I played in the early 80s where it was like maybe the first or second iteration of that concept on a video game. This, I believe, is a board game, but Kurt has a program at the Wisconsin Historical Society for the table game of Dungeons and Dragons, which he will discuss at 7:20. So it'll be fun to meet Kurt. And thank you to Rebecca for helping us set that up through the Wisconsin Historical Society. And our question of the night, just to help the reset here, is it is National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. I still don't know 100% what that means, except that I think you want a healthy, warm, healthy soul. So maybe that's what chickens. What would you have to say if you had to guess what chicken soup for the soul? I mean, we kind of get it. Chicken soup is hearty. It's lovely.
It's warmth.
It's warmth. So a warm soul, is that what you're taking away from this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I can work with that. But it led us to our question, which is, what is your favorite kind of soup? Very simple. Gelato. The days of gelato are gone, folks. Let it go. I'm saying that like all the listeners are hanging out next door at the gelato place. Actually, we have to let it go. So now it's fall. We're Midwesterners. We're hearty. We love a good warm soup. Or a gazpacho, if you want to go that route in the middle of November, that's fine too. But what is your favorite kind of soup? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know or text us on the app or the stream. However you reach us, just reach us, because it's great to hear from you guys. I think so far my favorite soup, I'm kind of on the fence here. I love what one of the texters said, cheesy cauliflower bacon.
Okay.
And that sounded really good. I don't like soups that are too creamy, but if it's not too like thick, that does sound delicious. I think that was Meredith that texted that in. No, that was Amanda. No, that was Meredith. I'm confused. So now someone's messing with our text line. We've got, but anyway, that was a good one. We will, I'm trying to find that other soup that someone, sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Like, that was such a, like, Charlie Brown is one of my favorite cartoons growing up. You couldn't come up with a better, I get that was the joke, a teacher droning on, and it was very funny, but, and it's easy to impersonate anyway. Look at Todd from DePere says, yeah, that meal prep segment was riveting, only hearing Conrad. So it's just Conrad talking about meal prep. And probably answering questions that nobody could hear from me. Amanda says, cheesy potato and ham chowder or chicken gnocchi soup from Olive Garden. Wow. Okay. Very nice, Amanda. That's a good one. I love gnocchi when it's done right. Tom from New Berlin says, we already read that one. Oh, Meredith. It was Meredith. Cheesy cauliflower soup with bacon. Jim says, my favorite soup is my wife's chili. That's Jim from Appleton. I hope your wife is listening, Jim, and heard you give her that compliment. Tom from New Berlin says, old school homemade chicken soup. I can't believe it's taken that long to hear that, because I thought everybody would go for homemade chicken soup. And then Anna says, my favorite soup is cheddar broccoli. Spoken like a true Wisconsinite, Anna from the 608. Jim in Appleton says, my second favorite is homemade chicken and dumplings. Yes. 1,000 times yes. The dumplings take that soup to an absolute another level. I know another is not a word when people say that. That's a whole nother issue. No, it's a whole other issue. But I went for it because it worked in that sentence. That's a whole other issue. Tom says, yes, the music was great, Pete. Love. Eric from Lodi says, I'm a fan of cream of tomato soup. You could even tack a string between the cans. That might sound better than the microphones tonight. You know what, Eric? I don't like your attitude, but since you were one of the first ones who alerted us to the issue, I'm going to let that slide. And I do like cream of tomato soup, too, especially with grilled cheese sandwiches. Steve from Florida says, number one, your dad's got a list, Conrad. I love this. He says, tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich. Yes, Steve. Number two, family recipe, chili and saltine crackers. The old standby. Number three, broccoli cheese soup and Caesar salad. Interesting. Not heard that. Did you grow up noshing on that kind of?
You know, actually, I didn't like soup until like I was like 20. So
really,
yeah,
too delicious or what?
I was a weird kid growing up. I didn't like a lot of food.
I was a weird kid growing up. When you just hit 20, you decided, damn it, I need to like soup.
I like chicken nuggets for like the majority of my life, I think.
All right. That works. French onion soup, Steve says, is number four. Dip with roast beef on a French roll. Nice. Who else just said French onion soup? I think it was JB, maybe? Yeah, JB makes. Yeah, that was good. Number five, when sick, chicken noodle soup, toasted peanut butter sandwich. I don't know if I like that combo.
That combo's kind of weird.
Steve, whatever works for you. You got a lot of street cred with those first four answers, so I'll accept the fifth. Carla, Conrad's whole family getting in on the fun. I'm glad they're texting after the issues. Aunt Carla says, Grandma Krieger's favorite soup is her homemade chicken noodle soup with chicken fresh from the farm, boiled to make the broth and homemade noodles. Made by the love from great grandma's recipe, plus a pinch of this and a spice of that. Could you be a little more vague, Aunt Carla? She says, I will agree. Best soup. That's a great text. Thank you, Carla. Eric from Lodi says, but seriously, you guys are rocking it in spite of the glitches. Thank you, Eric. From New Berlin says, find me, Pete. He says, Stranger Things. God, these are all from before the glitches. We got some catching up to do. Yeah. All right, we'll read some more. This could take this might take us through the weekend, these texts, but yeah. I love that you guys are texting and hanging with us. That's awesome. Those are Nightlight listeners at their finest. Great to have you guys with me on this Tuesday. We're trying to make it feel like a Wednesday, but it really kind of feels like a Monday because of the tech issues. But thank you to everyone in Madison for helping us figure them out so we could continue to bring a show to the people. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We'll be right back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wow, lots of soups. Lots of soups I didn't even really know existed. Craig Kinnett says, Zupa. From Olive Garden, a potato-based soup with Italian sausage. Nice. JB says he agrees with Craig and says, side note, friend tried to eat some of your pumpkin peppers and it was over the top. The guy has tolerance too. I think that's a text from listener to listener, Conrad.
Yeah, that is.
Having a conversation. That's okay. I want this to be like a lounge where people are hanging out. I love it. Craig says, Margaret Shaw is messing up the radio signals tonight. That can be the only exclamation. Explanation. Is that a is that who this is? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring in our guest. Daniel was supposed to be here at 7:05, but he got here early, so we brought him on. It's kind of a crazy night anyway here. So explain, Daniel, if you would, the Margaret Shaw thing to
Yeah.
So what this is here, this is kind of the star of my short film called The Last Witch in Wisconsin.
Very and, creepy.
Yeah. The whole thing started with this sculpture. I just wanted to make this. You know, I kind of had it in my dreams and Yikes. Call it ancestral demons or whatever. You know, I got to get them out.
So, security.
so it's a cement face that has these two antlers that are kind of like, for the listeners out there, there's two sticks that are stuck in the cement that kind of look like antlers, and then they're wrapped with twine. Now, I took this sculpture to a public event and was showing people, started talking about it, and then I just started making up stories about it, that it was something that hung in my grandparents' cottage, and that it was, we weren't allowed to be alone in the room with it. So I made up this whole kind of legend and hoax around it. And I think that's what sparked the idea, like, well, I should make this into a short film.
Nicely done. So that was probably going to be my first question for you anyway, when I introduced you at 7:05, is where did the inspiration come? Hold that up again. That's really a very creepy, kind of thought we were done with Halloween, Conrad, but apparently, look at that. So you made that.
I did, yeah. Yep. And
it's
this is
made
just,
out of, what is it made out of?
Yeah, it's a cement.
Okay.
Or quickrete.
Oh, so it's like a mold, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah, and that's, not to get creepier, but I bought a styrofoam head from Hobby Lobby, and then I went into my shower with a saw and cut the head off, the face off, so that I could maintain the styrofoam not floating all over the place.
We are live on the radio. Whatever you say here, this is not a secure line, Daniel.
And then I made a mold of the face and then poured the concrete.
Are you married?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my high school sweetheart. She's married on her own volition. Yeah,
and so. She's okay with it. She wasn't creeped out seeing you take a saw and a styrofoam head into the shower?
She really puts up with a lot of it. Now, she's an artist as well, so she has a very high temperament for that. But she gets a good kick out of
that. Would be creepy. I think unless you said, oh, don't worry, honey, it's a sex thing. It has nothing to do with, I'm not a violent person. Go for it. All right. So we'll hear more from Daniel in his film, The Last Witch in Wisconsin. I love that title, by the way. That's very cool. He drove all the way to be here, folks, from Menasha. So that is fun. And good to have clarification on who Margaret Shaw is. Dave checks in on the stream and says, technical difficulty. Yes, we're past all that, Dave. Dave says, grilled cheese and tomato soup. Limited edition Campbell. That is old school. Very cool. And we've got some other texts here. I'm going to try to jam through these. I really do appreciate you guys sticking with us and texting. So where were we? Oh, Bridget from the 818 says, Grandma Peg loves homemade split pea soup. She loves hers the best. Well, that's convenient. How do you guys feel about split pea? I hated it as a kid. I love it now. Got to be honest.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of peas, but is there bacon in that now? Is that something?
Well, there could be.
I could get around that.
There are no rules to this, Daniel. Listen, you cut the heads off mannequins. Right. I think you can put whatever the hell you want in your soup. 20 says, heard that music. Okay. Oh, nice. Bridget also says, I love miso soup. Yes. That's dynamite. I didn't have miso soup until like my early 30s.
So good.
It's outstanding. Tom says, went in my car to turn on the radio. You're broadcasting. You're back on the app, Pete. Tom is like really sticking with us. I love this. So where else? Conrad, let's zip through. Oh, here we go. Oh, Daniel Wheeler. Oh, that's so funny. You texted the text line to tell me you were here. was our button not working? The doorbell?
Well, no, it's even worse than that. Like Google had me go to the other side, which is the residential entrance, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's at 401 North Washington.
Well, nobody's letting you in when you're carrying around that cement head with the antlers coming out. Todd Michael says, I blame Pete. I thought it was my fault. It usually is. When something technical goes wrong, it's because of what I ate for lunch or some crazy thing that we make this jump. Chris Casper from Madison, the man, says, I need help with this, Chris. Zuppa Toscana just made a huge batch on Sunday. Wow. I've never heard of that. I'm probably saying it wrong too, though. Chris says, like what they have at the Olive Garden. Eric, you guys are sounding great now, and I'm looking forward to your D&D guest. As are we, Eric. Thanks for hanging in there. Todd is laughing at my question, are you married? Well, it's a legitimate question. I mean, the guy's got a lot going on with his art and his films. And so you live in Menasha.
Yep.
And did you shoot the short film? We'll get into it more after the break, but yeah. I want to know, is it all shot in Northeast Wisconsin here?
Yeah, we shot it in Marion, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Yeah, at the home of Craig and Karen Knitt, who've been guests.
Yeah, Craig's been on the show. He's a filmmaker himself. It's great to have you here. I'm glad that you're in studio. This is Daniel Wheeler. He is a filmmaker. He made a film called The Last Witch in Wisconsin, which you can catch in Milwaukee at next week, or this coming weekend, actually. Milwaukee Independent, what is it? Milwaukee Film Awards is what it's called.
Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, and Wyawega is Friday night, the Wyawega Film Fest.
So you got two back to back.
Busy weekend.
Some miles on those. Yeah. Just put that in the passenger seat, and no one is, you can pass everybody. All right. Kurt Griesemer is here to talk Dungeons and Dragons at 7:20. We'll have more with this young man here, filmmaker Daniel Wheeler, will be here to talk about his film next. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bob's Burgers writer, John Schrader, and actor and creator of the first annual Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, Ezekiel Drews. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation.